Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Alan McCarthy, who formed the band Berlin 90 behind the walls of a Spanish prison 30 years ago. Spanish radio played their music and the Spanish press loved their story, with newspapers featuring jailhouse rock in many of their headlines. They were inundated with requests for interviews from the newspapers, TV and radio. A few members of the press were actually granted access to the band behind the prison walls, and some broadcasting an entire day's schedule live from within the prison itself. The band quickly gained fame, and gradually the restraints on the band seemed to loosen. But their sudden rise to fame ended equally suddenly, and without warning, Alan was transferred to Madrid's notorious Carabanchel prison, and the story ended. Well, it's begun again. Alan is now trying to track down his former bandmates to reconnect and possibly even go on tour. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Yeah, hi Hannah, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Just getting a sort of feeling of deja vu all over again. I was in this position 30 years ago.
Oh, I mean, this is just such an amazingly bizarre story. So take us back to 30 years ago and how, when and why this band started.
Well, 30 years ago, I was having a short holiday a long holiday at the expense of the Spanish government. To pass the time, someone had sort of started a music workshop. There was a sort of well-known Spanish guitarist there, and he sort of heard us playing and sort of thought we were all right. And there was a competition ongoing in Spain at the time, a sort of like X Factor type thing, you know, sort of, as you would call it now. And he sort of said, why don't you do something, put it in for it? And lo and behold, obviously the story had a bit of, people like a bit of scandal and things like that. So it just sort of took off. And like at the time, it was quite ironic because the sort of authorities were using us to sort of promote themselves. But then when we actually won the thing, they couldn't really go back and say, well, you're not going out now. So they were sort of caught in this, what do we do? Because it was unheard of, you know, like going out and going on to the radio station or something like that. It's a heck of a lot easier for me now. But there was like radio vans outside the prison and things like that. And like the first time we went out, it was like armed guards and handcuffs and you name it. It was bizarre to sort of appear like doing the same thing as we were doing. I'm sitting in the comfort of my apartment just now talking to you. But to do it the last time, like the first one, it was like, you know, three vans full of people, armed guards and all that, you know. So it's about 6 hours to go like 2 miles down the road to the Mercia radio station.
That must have been so weird. But you got such a great response from everyone, didn't you?
Yeah. At the time, I mean, the thing was, when I got transferred to Madrid, I basically lost everything that was done on the spur of the moment thing. So I lost all the sort of copies of the things we had. And, you know, I was saying to people back home, you know, like, I was on Spanish radio or I was on the TV and that, are going, yeah, you're rotten at playing guitar or something. And I've heard you sing, you weren't on the telly. And until now, it just all took off again. It was suggested, why don't you go here in the area? Why don't you go and track down some of your songs? And it's not as easy as you think, because the recording studio had moved. I didn't have any record of who it was. And eventually we got a copy of the thing. And what I didn't know is, like, 2 years ago, it was the 30th anniversary of this sort of radio station they're on, like on the Regional Murcia. And unbeknown to me, the guy, Angel Serpena, had been playing our records continually throughout the period. And had we known 30 years ago, it would have been an even better story. because he'd been in, obviously, it's his 30th anniversary. Like, if it was your own show's 30th anniversary, you'd be in the papers and things like that. But the one thing was, when he was being interviewed and it was on the TV, on in all the papers and things like that nationally, everything he kept saying, but I didn't see it at the time, was, you know, there was this guy I worked with 30 years ago and it's always stuck in my mind. You know, he's asked what his favourite memory is. And he could have said, you know, I met Mick Jagger, I was, you know, touring with the Stones or whatever. And he kept going back in every single interview and pulling out that one thing because it was his favourite memory. So when we got hold of him, I sort of sent, when I got hold of the sort of recordings, sent him in a copy and I thought, well, if anybody's going to get in touch, it'll be him. Nothing. I thought, what? You know, that's really bad. He's using our name. But the thing was, he was on holiday. The minute he got back, he phoned me at like midnight on the Sunday and it was in the radio station the following morning. And that was just November, just passed. And he said, like, basically, we're going to put this in the papers and all that. I thought nothing of it because, like, it was great. We were on the radio for 40 minutes on this sort of rock show. And, like, you know, no adverts, nothing. They just put us on for 40 minutes with no music, and it was not talk radio. So I don't know what the viewers thought. And as we were leaving the station, that was pre-recorded in the morning, they would just grab me and went in, and we went out on their channel at like 1 o'clock in the day, live for 15 minutes, a couple of songs playing. It's like, uh-oh. But nothing happened for about sort of 3 weeks, 4 weeks, because forgotten all about, they said it was in the newspaper. I thought it'd just be, you know, a little bit in his local newspaper or something. Got a call on the first week in December, Sunday afternoon. Now, I stay up in Manmanor Golf. There's not a lot of news agents nearby, so I got a call about 2 o'clock saying they're in the papers. This local spar had shut. So again, thought nothing of it. I thought, a little piece in the local paper. What I didn't know, it was a double-page spread in The Opinion, which was syndicated in about 20 other newspapers. That meant it was a double-page spread in every newspaper in Spain that Sunday. So we didn't know at the time. I only found this out after Christmas. So I thought it was a bit rare that shortly after that, like the Glasgow Evening Times phoned, the Glasgow Herald phoned, a couple of other Spanish newspapers. Next morning I was on, I forget the lady's name, she's quite famous over here. I didn't know the name of her. Turns out she's one of the major presenters in Spain, and it was on her show the next afternoon live, and it just sort of snowballed. And because it was sort of like a month after it happened, and all of a sudden there's a blast of newspapers and things. Again, it was Christmas, things died down again. And then after Christmas, the next thing you know, front pages in like The Leader and Sur in English, same with the newspapers back home, TV, documentaries, you name it, they've all been in touch. You know, it's just very, very strange.
Isn't that amazing?
I actually thought, to be honest, because I hadn't seen a copy, I only seen the first copy of a newspaper I got in my hand was last week. Someone posted me one out. Because up till then, I thought it was a very, very good candid camera. You know, they'd really worked hard for it. You know, we're not having the newspaper, and it was the same the last time. Yeah. You can imagine where I was 30 years ago. I couldn't exactly walk down to the local newsagent and grab a copy. So I never had any of them either. But things today, for example, it's 3 pages in the newspaper back home.
God.
Did you see that? No. And it's not anybody writing about it. It's the Scottish Journalist of the Year 2020. It's on the front cover, and it's 2 pages, pages 6 and 7 inside the newspaper. It's
amazing.
Like, this is getting. Yeah, it's like.
So I bet when you started the band 30 years ago, you had no idea that there would be so much interest in you all and the story.
Obviously, it had a bit of mileage because we were in the jail. It was a novelty. We're not silly about that. But at the same time, it got us listened to by a lot of people that would never have heard it. So if the music was rubbish, no one, you know, they'd have been played once. They'd have played a snippet of the song and that would have been it. You know what I mean? Mm. But it gave us the opportunity because there's people that are brilliant musicians that are so good that never get the opportunity and they would kill to get this sort of exposure.
Yeah.
Now, if the exposure comes, you know, well, we'll not make a fool of ourselves, you know what I mean? But it's got to sell newspapers or get viewers to the TV station or the radio station. So if they mention that, yeah, it's newsworthy. But at the same time, it's playing the music as well, which is more important than the story. Although the story is quite good.
So in terms of the music, have you literally not been in touch with any of these guys for 30 years?
I, No, I was like, the story was, and there's a bit of mileage in this, there's a lot of stuff that has come to light because no one knew what happened to me. I was basically about to go into the open section for the prison, which meant we would have been out playing every night and the weekends. Now, there's something that I can't talk about just now because it's getting sorted out. It's come to light over the last few days that I basically got from open prison, you know what I mean, to first grade, like maximum security in Madrid. You don't go like that, you know what I mean? It just doesn't happen, you know. And basically, it was all done very quickly and with the motives were unknown at the time. Well, to me, certainly. I didn't even get time to pack a bag. Somebody said, you know, you're moving in sort of 10 minutes, get your stuff. The next thing I know, I was travelling all around Spain in a bus. I did my tour of Spain in an armed car for a couple of days. Ended up in Madrid where I didn't know MD. I didn't have any, I couldn't contact MD. I mean, no phone numbers, no way of contacting people or anything like that. And then I got extradited, which wasn't supposed to happen because I was meant to be going out and having a career in music. And somehow something happened which we're just discovering now, 30 years later, that it was a sort of, not of saying a conspiracy, but there was something went on that I'm just finding out about. I had no idea because I didn't look at any of these paperwork. When you get out, you're quite happy enough to get out. You don't look at the papers they give you, you just go out.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on my sentence, but I got a 5 or 10 year ban that was actually applied for no reason. It's a bit strange because there's people looking at it just now, not me. Interesting, a lot of people that they want to know why it happened, these kind of things, because it just doesn't happen. So I thought nothing more about the music until I came here, to be honest. I hadn't heard the music in 30 years because I didn't have a copy. And for me, it was just great hearing this stuff again because, to be honest, most people when they listen to it, they say, "Don't sound, it doesn't sound like you. It's too good." And I actually thought that myself when I heard that. I went, "Hey, man, it doesn't sound like it, you know what I mean? It's too good." And the thing about meeting the members of the band and all that, I never said that. That was, you know, obviously it's a good story. Would you, you know, it was put to me, would you go and play if you met the other guys? I mean, yeah, of course, do for a laugh and sit and have a beer or something like that. Now it's got like a few of the people that worked there before. I was meeting them on Saturday and they're trying to organise something. Obviously, the prison thinks it's good PR. Whoever's in authority in Madrid thinks it's good PR. There's people want to do it for television, you know. Nobody's asked me yet, you know. They're saying it for me. And it's kind of strange because over Christmas and things like that, you know, people over here never heard about it. I think I've had one person that's so I skirted around the fact they must have seen the newspaper. But it's not like there's loads of people meeting me and say, "Ah, I found out about you in the papers."
Yeah.
Because when they come out in the radio, I mean, most of the people on this resort speak English. So they wouldn't be listening to a Spanish radio station, and most of the people that are Spanish would be working, so they wouldn't listen to it. But then it came out again in the Spanish newspaper, so the English people didn't really see it in the Spanish newspapers. And you know yourself, if some came out in the newspaper back home, your friends are not going to phone you up just because of that and say, "By the way, Hannah, did you see that thing with your next-door neighbour?" They'll see it the next time they see you or whenever. So it's only sort of now, it's like a couple of months after I did the radio show, that things are getting funny looks off people. So I went, "Wait a minute, was that guy was in the paper?" You know.
So what happens now, Alan? What's the next steps?
I don't know, because people are putting words in my mouth and saying, "Well, the plan's going well." But I'm sort of like going, "What plan?" It's basically took off of its own. And it's very strange because like I had a career in marketing and advertising. I should be the one that's guiding this. But it's following a very good course. I couldn't if I was doing this as a planned advert for a client, I couldn't have got more publicity.
Yeah.
The only problem is the client, i.e. me, has made nothing out of it so far, you know what I mean? My barber recognised me, my Spanish barber, actually. I thought he was being cheeky. He was looking at his phone the other day, and he kept looking at his phone, not cutting my hair. And I'm like, "Oh, what's he up to? He's a bit rude." And then he sort of went, "Too famoso, too musical," in pidgin English, and I went, "All right. Did I get a free haircut?" No. So
you're waiting for the benefits.
Yeah, because I mean, even back home, I went back home for a few days last week. I had stuff to sort out. I hadn't been back in 4 years. And I got contacted by, I don't know if you know the band The Fratellis, they're quite
a
chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the guy that's done their recent videos, he stays in my hometown. He got put in touch with me, and he actually did the video for the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. He won awards for it. So he's not like some kid or something like that. He spent 3 days with me doing videos and stuff like that, wanting to do a documentary because he thought it was a good show. But obviously that's something like he'll be approaching, I don't know, I think it's BBC and Netflix and things like that. But I can imagine it'd be quite good because they, if the prison thing took off, they'd be filming what happens next and all that. But I have got nothing. I'm sitting here like now, apart from your call and reading the paper today, I haven't done anything. You know, it's not so we're sitting here practicing or, you know, rehearsing for a world tour.
But you need to find the other band members. That's the next step, isn't it, I think?
Well, just shortly after the radio show came out, the original recording studio guy, he is friends with one of the people that was in the band, but I would be in the same position myself if my mum was alive. If my mum's seen all these pictures in the newspapers, I'd be dead. Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately, she passed away over COVID thing, but aww, like, I would never have been, you know, I would never have lived it down. You know, if my mum's seen my picture on the front of the newspapers, it'd be a scandal. So I can understand the other lad being like, I need to think about it, need to speak to the family and that before he commits. But like, out of the other ones, one sadly passed away. The original bass player, he, like a lot of people in that time, was dabbling in drugs and that in the jail. He got the AIDS thing that was going about. He never left the prison. And the other guitarist, he got out and nobody knows what happened to him. Same thing again, if you've done something, you might want to start a new life.
Yeah, of course.
And he was from just local. And the French drummer, he got out, he phoned a couple of the sort of social workers at the time. He'd been in touch with me. He said, oh, we spoke to Michelle. He said he was coming down the weekend and never turned up. So nobody knows about them. And the guy that's put us together, now, I don't know if this is for sure because somebody told me, but nobody else has mentioned it, but the original guy, Langhold, the jazz guitarist, I thought he would be the person that would most be able to sort things out, but I've only heard it from one source, so I hope it's not true, but he seemingly passed away. He had a car accident or something like that, but nobody else has verified that, so it's from one source.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping maybe it's not, because he was the guy that put us together, and he'd be like the Simon Cowell nowadays, because he'd all the contacts, and he was gutted. I got one letter from him when I got back to Scotland, and like he had these plans for us. I mean, he was... No, totally professional musician. And that was what gave me a sort of bit of faith in the project. Like, somebody like that at the time was going, well, the songs are good, the music's good and all that. You know, he was wanting to do stuff with us. We had loads of stuff lined up. I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, if you think it's bad just now, imagine when it was like 30 years ago. Because we think of social media, that we were in, like, all the local papers here, the Mirdad, the Opinion, we were in El Pais and all in Madrid, we were on Spanish TV. And it was so quick that we never actually knew what happened. Somebody sort of said, oh, you're doing a little concert in the women's prison. Now, it was good enough for us to go to the women's prison because we could actually, they were kind of outside the prison, but it was the only way like the TV could come in because they couldn't drive their vans in. We thought it was something with a video camera, to be honest. We never did any of our own songs at that time. It was the first time we played. About 2 days after we formed, we were playing stuff like La Bamba for the women and their kids and all that. And then we found out we were actually playing in front of the person that was filming it. It was like the TV España, like the cover of the BBC one. And that went out, and we were on there, you know, just jamming. And from day one, it's been kind of like that.
Yeah. So, Alan, if people want to hear your stuff, how can we do that?
I can send you a link. That's, again, it wasn't planned. Somebody, friends was like, how can we listen to this stuff? Because more people seem to be interested in seeing photos. You get any photographs of you in handcuffs and listening to music. So put something on SoundCloud, and I put something, did a little sort of Facebook page kind of thing, and put a page on the web. So the music's there, Dimdy wants to hear it.
Where do we go?
Would I be able to send it to you and you could share it or whatever?
What, have you got a link so we can tell the listeners?
Yes, I've got, what's the easiest way?
Tell us now what it is.
If I send you a link, I'll say it.
No, tell us, say it now.
If they look up, say, Berlin Unofficial, Berlin 90 Unofficial on Facebook.
Okay, perfect.
Or if they Google me, it should come up somewhere or t'other.
Okay.
It's like, it's kind of like, people do seem more interested in the story. And if I could share it to, if I could send you a link and you can share it on your webpage or something like that, or if they go to my webpage, like my own personal thing on LinkedIn, and find you'll find me, to just Google Alan McCarthy at the moment, it comes up.
Okay.
Can't believe that.
So yeah. Alan McCarthy, that's with a double L, Alan McCarthy, and Berlin 90 Unofficial on Facebook. That's the best way for people to find it.
If you even just Google Alan McCarthy at the moment, if I said this to you a month ago, you would have got God knows what. But if you actually Google my name now, it's quite surreal. Yeah. I came up at the top of the page.
Brilliant.
It's like...
It's an amazing story, Alan. I'm sorry, we've got to leave it there because we've got to move on. But it's been brilliant chatting with you. And yeah, I wish you luck. I hope you can find some of the guys from the band and yeah, reunite, even if it is for a couple of beers. That would be great. And hope it gets picked up as a documentary. It's a fab story, isn't it?
We'll be back telling you how we did with World Tour.
Yes, please do. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. Great to chat with you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
TRE, your voice in Spain.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.